Look at somebody and say, I feel a breakthrough coming your way. Tell them it's a mighty move of God and it's going to change your day. Come on, clap your hands right there.
Yes, clap your hands. This is a mighty move of God. You're listening to the Thursday morning Gospel Healing Miracle Hour. This is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott, Delaware Universal Ministries, and a program sponsored by Glory United Ministries. And we will have very shortly, I want to say Apostle, but Pastor Patricia Benneman, who leads and is the head of the Glory United Holiness Church. So here we are. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Norman Hutchins bringing us a move of God that's on the way.
Come on, baby.
It's a mighty move of God. Gonna change your day. With signs and wonders. Miracles. God's gonna bless you. But just holding on.
I know that a move of God, a move of God is on the way.
Come on, sing.
belong to God. Here we go.
Come on, everybody.
for your name, 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
I'm calling your name, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I get tired and sometimes I get weak. That's why I'm calling
your name,
'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm calling your name, 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm calling your name, Lord, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I get tired and sometimes I get weak. That's why I'm calling
your name.
Yeah, 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
I'm praying this prayer right now, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm praying this prayer right now, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I wake it hard and sometimes I wake yeah, no, that's why I'm calling
your name.
Yeah, 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Sing of this song right now, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Lord, I'm singing this song right now, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Oh, sometimes I get tired, sometimes I get weak, but I'm calling.
Yes, I need you right now, Lord. This is Dr. Greg Scott, and we are on Glory United Miracle Hour, the Gospel Healing Miracle Hour. Have mercy, have mercy. God bless us all. God bless you. Thank you, listeners. Thank you for being with us. Whether you're live or you're hearing us from on demand, you know that God is in the house. God is in the house. Jesus is right here, and I can feel the Lord with us right now. Let that feeling just expand. Let the windows of heaven open up and bless you and cleanse you and heal you. These blessings we're asking in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. We're asking for it right now and always. Because, Lord, we know you move outside of time. You are in time. Cloak us, Lord. Amen, amen. Yes, I just want to praise you. This is Marit Brown, and Lord have mercy. Today is a glorious day because this is a day that the Lord has made. Bless us all. Amen. Yes, yes, yes. Well, I want you to know at the end of this song, without introduction, we're going to bring you our beloved, the divine gospel preaching. Bless her heart. The lady just walks around with a sermon in her heart at any moment. God will descend upon her and lift her into his presence and give us the truth. Amen, the blessed truth. And that will be Pastor Patricia Benavent, who will come on without further introduction.
And honor.
Want you to know that the evangelist is on the line, and your
okay.
your microphone is live. So
okay.
I know you have a little testimonial you want to share with her and the listeners.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell her. Good morning, prophetess. Good morning.
God bless you, woman of God.
Prophetess, I was just calling to tell you because I know you had prayed with me regarding the jobs. But I had been applying for jobs. I hadn't heard anything back from anybody yet. So what I did was I applied for the unemployment. And I did get it approved for 20 weeks, so I got that approved. So, and I just want to let you know that because you have been praying with me. So I didn't, the job that I was going to take, I decided not to take it because I didn't think that was going to, that wasn't a continuing contract. So I get the unemployment. I get that up until January. So just continue to pray for the right door to open up for me on my behalf as I continue to apply for these jobs. And I'm very appreciative I get unemployment because I get $350 a week every Wednesday up until
Praise
January.
God.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yes, Lord.
Thank
it's
you,
a blessing.
God. Work, though,
yes,
even get that. We thank God for Jesus and Jesus
yes,
for
Lord.
His blood. Oh, bless
yes,
his name.
Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord, I hadn't been on the line. I said, let prophets know so you'll know the, what had happened. And my mother's mm-hmm. eyes are getting better and the pressure is going down in her eyes.
Ah, God. Thank you.
Yes,
God. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, caller from 757 for coming
thank
in. Thank you so much.
You're
Amen.
Welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you, Jesus. Ah, whose report are you going to believe? I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. For his report says, I am healed. I tell you what she was giving a testimony in reference to. God had spoken about her mother's eye condition, and I was not aware of the eye condition. But you see, God knows everything about us. And when he speaks a word through his prophet or his prophetess, he's speaking it. I don't make up whatever God had me to say. My flesh would love to feel like I'm in control, but I yield myself unto God. And whatever God want to say through me, I have yielded my body, my mind, and my soul unto the voice of the Lord. If God say it, I'll say it. If God doesn't say it, I won't say it. I'm not here to please your flesh or to play with your flesh. That young lady has been going through some things, and she's yet believing God for an open door that the job that she seeks after, she will get. There are things that we want. We must be willing to wait on it until it manifests. And sometimes while we're waiting, it is not easy. But if we could just hold out and hold on, we will have the victory. But I don't know sometimes if we can hold out that long. I don't know what your circumstances might be. Some have to wait a day. Some have to wait an hour. Some have to wait a year. Some are yet waiting for years. But however long your wait, continue to put your trust in Jesus, because he is the one that can give you whatever it is that you need. He will give you what is best for you for the moment. The scripture says in the book of Proverbs that the blessings of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. The blessings of the Lord. The blessings of the Lord. Not what we did ourselves. Not what we purchased on our own. Not what we accepted on our own. But the blessing that come from the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow, no trouble, no heartache, no sleepless night. No wonder how I'm going to do this, how I'm going to get through that, why are they doing this, why are they doing the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. It is in the book of Proverbs that you find, I believe it's 22 and 10 or 10 and 22. I haven't read it in a very long time, but you look for it. Google it. Oh, bless his name. I like Google because you can just have just a part of a word and put it in there, and it'll come up with several of them. You pick the one that suits you Oh, bless his name. I tell you, I love the Lord, and I won't take it back because he's been so good to me. I have already dined sufficiently at the Lord's table. I have enjoyed the music selection that Dr. Scott played for us on this day, for this is the day that the Lord he has made, and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. I'm ever mindful that this day is not mine. I cannot make a day, nor can I make a night, but the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And because I'm on the earth, I'm entitled to enjoy this day to the fullest, no matter what is brewing in the witch's brew. I'm not in her brew. I'm on the Lord's side. I'm a blood-washed, born-again, sanctified believer. Oh, bless his name. We sing a song. You cannot join it. You must be born in it. For this is the church of God in Christ. I am the church of God in Christ because Jesus said, I and my Father are one. I don't care if you're in a Methodist church or if you're in a Baptist church or you can even be in the Catholic Church, make me no difference. But if you're in Christ, you are in God because Jesus made it plain. I and my Father are one, and we are the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And if you possess that, then you are the church of God in Christ. Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? Well, then, if my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is of God, the Holy Spirit is Jesus, then I am in him, he's in me, and therefore I am the church of God in Christ. Now, I come from a label on the building, and on the administrative church of God in Christ. That's my heritage. That's my root. I belong to the church of God in Christ. My teaching comes out of the church of God in Christ. But the Bible declares that he's in me. He said, if I, oh God, you just changed my message. He said, I am the true vine, and if the branch is in me, see, and I in you, he connected the tree and the branch. He is the tree, I am the true tree, and you are my branches if you're in me. Not just sitting in a building that says church on the outside, or resemble the church from the outside, but the church is you. It is on the inside of you. Jesus is the church. And if Jesus is in you, oh, bless God, from whom all blessings flow. I thank God for the testimony, even though she hasn't received the job that she's desirous of. If she can just learn how to wait. And while you're waiting, be in expectation without murmuring and complaining. And bless his name. Get up in the morning saying, God, I thank you for the position that I'm seeking after. If it is your will. See, because what might we might think is the best thing for us, it will add sorrow down the road. And what doesn't look like it's beneficial to us for the moment, if God is in that, he's going to put every I and every T in the place that it is supposed to be in. I'm reminded of a woman who took a job. The woman prophesied to the lady, and she said, God, you have just completely changed my whole message today due to that testimony. But it's all right because I can handle it. See, I yield myself to God. And whatever he wants to bring forward on this program, he has the right of way. It's not about me. I taught last night on my broadcast there on my fourth Wednesday night service. It is not about me. The agenda is not mine. It's God. And I am a servant of God. And as God speaks, I obey and I do what he say. I heard a preacher say once, do what he say, get what he got. Oh, God, we don't want to do that anymore. We don't want to obey God. We don't want to yield ourselves to him. Oh, we sing, I give myself away so that you can use it when? When it's convenient for us? When everything is going according to the way we want it to go? But if God should say no, or if God should take your blessing and say, let me hold it up for 6 months and see if they're going to serve me, let the devil loose against you so that you can just say, ah, the heck with this, throw up your hands and say, oh, I thought God loved me. I paid my tithes, I gave my offering, and God hasn't done what I asked him to do. The Bible is a lie. The Bible said he will give you the desires of your heart, and I haven't gotten a thing from God. The devil is after you, sweetheart, and sirs. God is not doing that to you. The devil has permission to make you default on what you said. God wants to let you know how strong you are in him, or who you think you are in him. He already knows your weaknesses. So he allows the enemy to come up against you. Because you made the statement, for God I live. I'll let nothing separate me from the love of God. Neither height nor depth. You spoke it out of your mouth. Stop saying things because someone else said it. Say what you can do. My grandmother said, start out like you can hold out. Yeah, if the preacher say, repeat after me. Neither depth. No height, no principalities, and all these things. You read it from the Bible. If you don't believe that you are that person or can be that person, then don't quote it. Be like the other guy. I like him better. He said, Lord, I believe, but help thou my unbelief. God can do more with your honesty than he can your dishonesty. But while you are waiting, if you could just but trust God, and it's hard to do. I'm the preacher, and it's hard. Why? Because I'm in the flesh, and the flesh gets anxious, but the scripture says, be anxious for nothing. But I'm reminded of the story of the lady, and I'm going to get to the word. I never get on here without scripture, something that I read from the word of God. And I'm reading in Corinthians today, the 15th chapter, 1 Corinthians 15, starting at whatever verse. I wanted to start at 51, but I went back and I saw some nuggets in the other verses before getting to 51. So if God permit, I will read 1 Corinthians the 15th chapter, write it down. Not sure which number I'm starting at just yet. Oh, bless God. Come on and clap your hand and tell God thank you for everything that's about to be released on your behalf. Everything that's about a change is coming. Yes, it is. It is definitely coming. And we thank God for the unemployment check, because the young lady stated on live radio the amount of money, but you don't know who she is. Oh, blessing that you don't know who she is, but we thank God for the amount of money that has been released to her on a weekly basis. We thank God for that, and some people are going to work every day and is not receiving that. So I would say to my 757 caller, that while you are collecting your unemployment check, just give God his thanks for allowing that monies to come into your hand. The envelope is still coming. I see that crispy white envelope. It's somewhere. It looks like I can see a desk. Has your papers in there for this monies that's going to be released, when God's going to release it. I have no idea. But if you would water it with the word by speaking positive and just telling God thank you, just a simple thank you, can open up the windows of heaven and get God to move quickly on your behalf. Thank you in the morning. God, I thank you for all that you have for me. And thank him at night. God, I thank you for everything that you have for me. I bless you. I praise you. I reverence you. And you know I'm excited about her mother's eyes, of whom she had not shared that with anyone. But the Holy Ghost went in and pulled it out for her. And I thank God for that report. I'm expecting greater. And after the report went out about God going to do a new thing, and with her eye situation, the enemy stole $50 from her. But that's what he does. He gets mad, and then he wants to make you mad so that you will do like he told Job's wife to tell Job, cuss God and die. Ever since I've taken this ordination level, just even accepting it, getting prepared for the process of it, I went to pay for my robe, and I paid the money for my robe, and I was just adding it up the other day. I said, you know, that robe cost me $685. That didn't include gas and toll, because the enemy was angry, and I paid for the robe, the garment. And oh my God, did he get busy? He slapped me with a $500 bill that I had to pay after I paid for the robe. And not only after that, he's even come back with more. He put me in a chair, and the whole bottom of the seat fell out. Not immediately. I sat there for a few moments before that happened. I was even chatting with the lady, and I stopped to eat, and boom, there I was, sitting down on a concrete floor on my bottom. Didn't break the tailbone, as we know of. The x-ray didn't show that. But to God be the glory. I'm under attack. You're going to be under attack. But we've got to learn how to bless the Lord no matter what the enemy sends our way, because we know that our God is great, and he is worthy to be praised, and God is higher than the devil. So when God is ready, God will release everything that we need. Now, getting back to the lady, when I say the job may not look like it's anything to you because you're looking from the natural eye and it doesn't fit my education level and this, that, and the other, but if that's the job that God say you're to be on, he will bless you on that job. This woman took the job, and the woman prophesied to her. She got a job. She did not want that job, and this was way back. I'm talking at least 50, maybe 40-something years ago. And the woman told her that God was going to bless her with a job, and she got the job cleaning toilets at a school. She didn't want that job cleaning toilets. But God said that that job would be a blessing to her. And then they moved her up to do a little bit more cleaning, helping the janitors to push the broom to do the floors and that sort of stuff. But the prophecy was that the job will be a blessing to you. The job that's coming is a blessing for you. And the lady said, I made more money They only paid her once a month. And she said, I made more money working somewhere else. But the prophetess that told her about the blessing that God had for her, she told her, she called her by her name, and I will not call the woman's name. She said, you stay there on that job. God put you on that job, and God is going to bless you. She still did not want to be on that job. It was beneath her. But she obeyed the mouth of the prophetess, who was the mouthpiece for God. She stayed on that job. That woman retired off of that job in the early 2000s, in her 70s. She was on top pier. God took her from the toilets and put her in the office. But look what God did. The woman told me her story. God took her from the toilets, put her in the office. She made more money than the secretaries because they were getting secretarial pay. She was getting paid what the janitors was getting paid, which was a higher salary. When she retired on the first tier, came out with all benefits, receives a Social Security check once a month. She also gets a pension check once a month, and the woman's income after retirement, she's near $60,000 a year to sit home and watch her money be deposited in the bank. So you see, sometimes what we want is not what God wants for us, but if God is in it, you will get that blessing out of it that you are supposed to have if you can just hold out. Hold on to your unemployment. Keep on praying. Keep on fasting. Keep on believing God. And I hear the Lord say, and keep your mouth shut. Oh, bless his name. I must move to the word of God. My time is drawing nigh. I'm so happy to be on again today, every Thursday at 10 p.m. Dr. Scott and I are going to be traveling next month. I've got to go down to El Paso to bring the word of God, to break the bread of life, and he also is going to be working in that same conference. He's got the morning manner. He's going to be doing the workshops for the saints of God in El Paso. So we're going to either be coming live on that Thursday while we're in El Paso. More likely not, we will record ahead of time and then just push the necessary buttons to let you hear the program. Let's go. Are you there yet? Let's go to 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter. And I'd like to send a shout out to my Aunt April, who doesn't miss the show or the service, and to a dear friend of mine, Evangelist Myrick, who said she would be listening on today. But however, if they're not on, God knows why. And a special thank you to my 757. Dr. Scott and I were just talking about her about a week ago. I said, I haven't heard from my sister, and look what God has done. I said to Dr. Scott, I said, but you know, she'll call when she get a praise report. And she had a praise report this morning. She's getting unemployment, and her mother's eyes are getting better. She hasn't seen anything yet. Are we ready? Okay, let's go to 1 Corinthians 15. And I want to read at verse 40. You know, I really should read it all, but you read it all when you have the time. I'm on the air. My time is closing in on me. I tell you, Dr. Scott, I really enjoyed your selection of songs. And, you know, my mom, she's 84, and she could hear the music playing. And she came in the room, and she began to dance. And I was dancing off I Need a Little More Jesus, and when you played every praise to I Got You, so yes, I like this. And then you played another song, and when I looked, Mom was doing the rubber legs. I said, oh, bless his name, and she had to laugh. So we have had dined sufficiently off of the music, but nothing like the meat of the Word of God. The first man.
Pastor?
Yes?
You said 1 Corinthians 15?
Yes.
And which verses?
Well, I had just began to read the 47th verse.
47th verse.
Uh-huh. But let's 47. Start at 6, and interrupted me. I'll go to 46. Howbeit, that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthly. Early. The second man is the Lord from heaven. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. And is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. You really have to read this. And as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now, this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit in corruption. Getting down to my verse 51, and verse 51 says, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. You know, I know there's a scripture in Thessalonians, and I should have gotten it out for you, where the preachers say at a funeral, we all have to die. We all got to go just like she is. We all got to go like he is. But that's not scripture. The scripture says that we shall not all be asleep. Over in Thessalonians, it lets us know those that are alive and remain shall be caught up with the Lord in the air. But let's go back. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. Oh, God, I just love the word. It is so rich. We must put on, you know, immortality. We're changing from death to life. The scripture said, for the incorruptible must put on, the corruptible must put on incorruption, and the mortal must put on immortality. There's going to be a change. We'll no longer be. God is saying that we're going to be changed. We went into the grave, and now it is time to get up after the first trumpet sound, and we hear that trump. The dead in Christ is going to rise, and we're going to be changed in the moment of a twinkling of an eye. There'll be no more death after that. We will no longer have to worry about dying or going asleep, because it said those that are in Christ sleep. And the scripture says that we shall not all be asleep, but we're not going to be subject to death. We don't have to deal with death. After this transition take place, God to God, be the glory. After this take place, to God be the glory. Immortality. We are going to be exempted from death. There'll be in Revelation to tell you there'll be no more death. There'll be no more sickness. There'll be no more sorrow. There'll be no more pain. After Christ has come back to collect his church, us, the people. He's not taking buildings to heaven. He has a building. He has a mansion. In my Father's house are many mansions. He has enough room for us. He doesn't need a building. He has a heaven. He has a place for a prepared people. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. He's not taking a building. Stop focusing on the building and get Jesus on the inside of you. Yes, we named the building church. Well, Jesus named the rock church. So are you sitting in a rock? Answer the question. No, he said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. But you're saying, I go to church, but you're going to a building. But is the church in you making a difference in you? It's about the inside of you. Greater is he that's on the inside. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Not greater is he that's in the building. Greater is he that is in me. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, not the building. You can burn the building down, but I can still praise God. I don't want the rocks crying out for me, so therefore with my own mouth, I will open my mouth and tell God, thank you. Oh, Lord, I'm going to be finished in a few moments. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. We have the victory over death through Christ Jesus. It's appointed once unto man to die, and after that the judgment. But you got the victory over death because of he who is in you. Some of us, you need to come out of some of these churches anyhow, because they're not teaching the truth. They're patty caking you. They're trying to get tithe money from you and please your flesh, and you sitting in a building made by man and cannot get to the building that's made by God, which comes through the blood of Jesus Christ. But the preacher said anything goes. It's okay. God forgives. Yes, he does forgive. Oh, God is a merciful God. But how long is his mercy going to last? Will it run out when it gets to you, or will it continue? Yes, his mercy is from everlasting to everlasting, but are you included in the everlasting? Or are you sitting in a building saying, I belong to church? I tell you, Dr. Scott James Cleveland recorded a song, and I believe you have it in the list, where the woman is singing a song, I feel a change in my life, and she starts that song with, I belonged to a church for a very long time, and every chance I got, I was always trying to get by, but one day Jesus came into my life, and now I know that there's really been a change. I feel a change in my life. See, she had an encounter with Jesus inside of a building called church, but she was not in the church of God in Christ. And I'm not talking about the organization Church of God in Christ. I'm talking about the God of the universe, the Christ who died upon the cross, the deity that both work in one in one. I feel a change in my life. got the victory through Christ over death, because death can't hold me down forever. I'm going to get up when the trumpet sounds. Why? Because I am a church in God. And when he sounds that trumpet, you heard what it said. It says, we shall be changed in the moment of the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. I'm going back with God in a new body. I'll become all spirit then. I will no longer be flesh. I will not be a human being. I'll be spirit like my Father, which is in heaven. Jesus came in the flesh. But oh my God, when he ascended back to his Father, there was a change that took place. He shedded this old earthly flesh. And he went on back up. Oh God, I feel like preaching this thing, but I don't have time. Oh God, let me just continue on with the word. I get so excited. I'm not a good preacher because I get too excited. I get happy about the word of God, and that's the way we should be when we hear the word of God. It's just like hearing, it's just like hearing when you're in love with somebody, and hey, Lord, I thank you. I'm going to leave that. No, I'm not. I'm not going to leave that alone. My pastor, who's deceased, and he was an old man, Pastor King. When I was born, he was, I think, in his 60s or so. Yeah, somewhere around there. And pastor said that when he had met his wife, Mabel, and he met Mabel, and, oh, he said she was so pretty, so beautiful, and mother was beautiful. Mother King was very pretty. Had a little Indian in it. She's from St. Louis, same place where Dr. Scott comes from. But anyhow, she was just beautiful. Mother was beautiful. And immediately, God spoke to him and told him, that's your wife. And pastor was a grown man, but mother was a child. She was a girl. She was 12 years old, I believe, if I can remember correctly. Some of the older saints will have to tell me if I was wrong about that. But she was just a child. But God said, that's your wife. So he and mother got married. But he had to leave mother. Pastor lived pastor was from St. Louis. Mother was from Arkansas, rather. And pastor had gotten on the train, and pastor told us the story several times, how much he was in love with mother, and he said the train was saying all the way back to St. Louis, Mabel, 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 that's all. And you know the train went clickety-clack, cluckety-cluck, cluck, cluck. He said the train wheels was turning, and all he could hear was Mabel, 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 Mabel. And that's the way it is here with the Word of God. When you're reading the Word of God, or when you're hearing the Word of God, it should have such a profound effect on you. Whether it hits you and you're wrong, and you say, oh, I need to pull up, I need to straighten up. But I tell you, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? And I'm closing after this. The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. Sin is supported by the law. Well, you see what the law say now. You know, need I go there? Same-sex marriage, the law said it's okay, when the Bible clearly states that the union is to be between a male and a female. Male and female. But we got male and male, female and female. But the law says it's okay. I didn't hear anybody say amen. Amen. All right. Amen, light. Amen. But I'm just speaking what's in the Word of God. I don't knock people's lifestyle, but I speak the truth from the Word of God. And if they're offended by it, don't be offended by me. This is what's written. I'm reading the Word of God. I'm not knocking your child. If he's that way or she's that way, I'm not knocking your cousin, your niece, or your nephew. But they're under the law. See, when you get saved and come out from among them, you're no longer under the law. Yes, you have to obey the speed limit. Tell me, how well do I know that? But, and there are rules. They like to play music here after 11 o'clock at night, and the rules say shut it down. So that's the law. The law is for the sinless. But once you become saved and take on a new body in Christ, then you're under grace. Oh, God. Okay, let's get away from that. That's another sermon when I have the time. But the thanks, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory. See, God gives us the victory over death through our Lord Jesus Christ. And let's close with verse 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Keep on witnessing. Keep on telling the people about God. Keep on telling them what's right. Let them know what the Word of God says. Don't give them your opinion. Give them what the Word says. There is, I was just speaking with my sister. I said there are 66 books in the Bible, 39 in the Old Testament, and I believe it's 27 in the New. There is a lot of Word there. There's a lot of books there. I don't have to teach about me. I don't have to teach about my opinion. I teach what thus saith the Lord. That's the one who will give you the victory over death. No one can do anything with death but God. He's the one who takes out the sting of death. Death thought he had defeated Jesus. Oh, death was parading. Oh, I got him. I got him. But Jesus had compassion on those who had passed away, who had not heard of this Jesus saving you from your sins. So Jesus, with his compassion, visited hell, and he went down, and he taught them the Word of God. I tell you, keep on doing what you're doing. Living holy. Be ye steadfast. Don't be removed in doing what's not right. You know, you got to do what's right. Don't be removed in doing what's right. Don't surrender to what's wrong. Keep on being in the right. I have a guy who says, do right, get right. Keep on working for the Lord, witnessing about Christ. Without God, you can't make it. Without God, you can't defeat death. Without God, when the trumpet sound and you're dead, you're not asleep in God, you will not be, oh my God, changed in the moment of the twinkling of, we sung, I'll be caught up to meet him. Someday I'm going where Jesus is, for I'll be caught up to meet him in the air. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for listening.
A change has come over me. He changed my life. And now I'm free. Jermaine is coming at this time.
Been listening to the Gospel Healing Hour featuring Pastor Patricia Benjamin. Thank you so much, Pastor, for an inspiring and uplifting message. You always bring it. So thank you so much.